There's no objection to light here, is there? All the lights in the back of the hall. We'll get all this taped here very shortly. No ashtray either. It's a horrible state of affairs. I'm going to give you an ashtray. Well, you're awful lucky people, that's all I got to say. Just lucky people. Is this live? No speaker is needed. All right, let's open it up. This is Lecture 1, 22nd American ACC. And this program that we're going to follow is just exactly like this. And no other way. I'm going to give you a demonstration of old-time pulling cases apart. I'm going to teach you that in the first hour of these days, and then in the second hour, while I'm going to show you how to do modern clearing. What's basically most important to you is learning how to do modern clearing. You're shortly going into a central organization type activity in every major city in this country, and as a result, you're going to have the raw public walking in the front door with lumbago, sciatica, and feeling they're about to murder their husband. These are rather nice people as they come in, but they do have basic problems. They have no indoctrination in Scientology, and therefore they think of you as psychotherapy and so on. Well, don't bother to disabuse them. The psychologists and psychiatrists have spent millions and millions of dollars and pounds throughout the world to popularize the idea of psychotherapy, and we're the people who cash in on it. Okay? Now, don't go and spoil their publicity by spending hours telling them how bad psychiatry is. Just tell them psychiatry is for the insane, and psychologists test people. Psychoanalysts treat the neurotic. They don't want to be insane, they don't want to be neurotic. We handle perfectly sane people who feel they can be bettered. And we belong in the field of psychotherapy at the level of sanity. And somebody who says, what is Scientology? You will do best by giving them some brief, brush-off answer. Of course, in your lectures and that sort of thing, you describe this thing considerably. But you give them some brief, brush-off answer, something on the order, well, psychiatry, psychoanalysis, psychology, you know these things. The fellow says, yes, that's right. Well, Scientology is that field, but higher, higher. And they want some further explanation. You say, well, a psychiatrist treats the insane. That's the institution. You're not in an institution, so you don't belong in the hands of a psychiatrist. Got that? Psychiatrists will corroborate this, you see. This is within his reality. Okay. It's an institution. And you're not in an institution, so therefore you have no business with a psychiatrist. And you're not neurotic. You know what neurotic people do. Neurotic people save their stenographer's girdles or something like that and have penchants. What's the matter with this class? Can't you any laughs left? The neurotic, he does very peculiar, offbeat things. And he has been handled in the past by the psychoanalyst. And so on. And just people who have things wrong with them, who do some worrying, or who want to be better, and so forth, who want to raise their IQ and raise their ability and get rid of the nagging little items in their environment and that sort of thing, they belong in the hands of the Scientologist. Scientology is for sanity. Psychoanalysis is for the neurotic. You undoubtedly have some neurotic friends, you know, you'd say to the fellow, you know, some homosexual, something like that. And you probably have never seen an insane person in your lifetime unless you've done a tour of an institution. So this is for you. And we just do the same things they do, just that. Now, what's wrong with you, Mr. Jones? And Mr. Jones says, well, I've always wanted to get rid of this arthritis I have, and so forth. And you say, well, what does your medical doctor say about it? It's quite straight. What's your medical doctor say about it? Oh, he says it's arthritis. Oh, he does. You ever taken an x-ray? Oh, yes, I have lots of x-rays. Cost me $25 a piece, and I have several hundred of them. Last year, I had medical treatments for this and so forth, and they gave me gold shots, and they cost pure gold. And cost me $1,200 last year just for these shots. And you say, well, yes, yes, yes. Well, then it's probable that it's psychosomatic and isn't arthritis at all. Well, it says, well, the medical doctors couldn't cure it, so it couldn't be an illness. You say, yeah, probably psychosomatic. Yeah, we can do something about that. Oh, you keep telling people, yes, 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 we can do something about it. You don't have to impress them with anything. You just give them the confidence you can do something about it. Unless you feel you can do something about it yourself, you're not going to have any confidence telling him. This is his basic goal. Even if he comes on PE and co-audit or something of the sort, it's to get rid of his sinusitis or his arthritis or to get rid of his wife trouble, or he's got some basic goal. You understand? He privately thinks something's wrong with him. Sometimes you have a great deal of difficulty finding out about this. Well, you're not going to open up a clinic that cures things. That's nonsense. But in the process of auditing, you're going to find out that the illness or immediate problem of the preclair amounts to such that it blocks the progress of the case since it is a present time problem. It operates as a present time problem. Anytime you see a meter click on the subject of a present time problem, you had better find out what it is, because the case is going to make no progress of any kind until you find out what it is and do something about it. That applies to you in this course, man. I can always tell I will be breathing down the back of your Satan. Remember, I'm always 3 feet back of your Satan. You may be 3 feet back of the society's head, but I'm 3 feet back of you. Now, this is quite important. If a graph remains the same after 5 or 6 hours of auditing, well, you don't have to worry about intensities. Graphs change faster than that. If a graph were to remain the same, or case remains unchanged, or its tone arm reading remains unchanged after 3, 4, 5, 6 hours of auditing, you are looking at a present time problem. And that is a miss on an auditor's part if he failed to get it and do something about it. That is a miss. I repeat, that is a gross error, as they would say in the Red Sox. You have done wrong. You have been a nut. You're a flop as an auditor. You got it? Because you missed the first obvious thing about the case. It had a present time problem. And you're auditing a person who isn't there, but has his intention on the environment. Right? So you're auditing somebody whose attention you don't have. Now, I hate to pound this home. Honest, I hate to pound this home. And I wouldn't pound it home, except that you've been a lot of knuckleheads. You have. Past many years. You haven't been stupid. You just haven't heard me sometimes. And I'm not cross with you. I love you dearly, or I wouldn't be confiding in you this deeply. But you pull this one, you're liable to assign the lack of case gain the lack of change to the process. That makes it my fault, doesn't it? Oh, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that. You don't mind my drinking that cold beer? It's not making you too thirsty, is it? All right. I've been talking to a lot of people the last couple of days. I don't know if you know that or not, but... you're waking up a little bit now. Anyway... missing a present time problem and auditing the pre-clear on something else is a goof. And if you were given a black mark for being late for class, or a black mark for being insolent to the instructor, or a black mark for failing to be amongst us, or a black mark for this, that, or the other thing, you rate about 100 black marks for missing a pre-T problem. Do you get the idea? You get order of magnitude. This is a goof. You can audit somebody for 200, 300, 400, 500 hours who has a present time problem without getting any change in graph. Now, how do you like that? You want to do that? Now, do you understand why I have an accusative attitude about this sort of thing? But I'll forgive you if somebody hands me a match. Thank you. There are none in it. Plunking. Thank you, Reggie. Now, what is a present time problem? Case X, First St. Hill ACC. Case got off the launching pad, was much improved. But in the last few minutes of play, Susie caught this case in South Africa. And wondered why it wasn't making more progress. Well, we could even make a little progress and made enough progress, get him off the launching pad in the first St. Hill, but we hadn't shoved him up very high. We had run into a present-time problem, and nobody had ever located this fellow's present-time problem. And nobody, his auditor on the first St. Hill, didn't locate his present-time problem. That's why I'm looking down your throats right now and starting this thing out with this very snide, mean, accusative attitude. You follow me? Because somebody goofed on this. This was a primary goof. It wasn't an instructor goof, because the instructor would say, all right, run the model session. The guy runs the model session, must have asked him, I don't know, once to twice a day, every day, if he had a present time problem and never watched the meter. You know, the meter asks him, do you have a present time problem? The pin falls off, the tone arm twists around, drops on the floor, the batteries all explode, and the electrodes melt. All right, in view of the fact that no, we'll go on to the next question. This must have been the way it was. The instructors were both sitting back there with their ears about 3 inches above the skull because they don't know quite who this case is. So do you know who this case is? Do you know who this case is? His present time problem was that he had a male body. But he had found an engram on the back track which he thought would resolve the problem.
And everything that was run on this PC, he addressed it to this backtrack engram in order to resolve his present time problem. And all of his auditing was in the direction of a present time problem. Now, how do you like that? And he had done it for several hundred hours before the ACC. Think it over. He knew he had a present time problem. And when Mary Sue dropped his lower jaw and looked down his throat as D of T, Johannesburg, of course it's very funny, Mary Sue taking over a job at D of T. He's a very fine D of T than almost anybody in the upper scale of Scientology would be a very fine D of T. Let me tell you, she took over the job without a whimper and put the thing all together and so forth and jumped the PCs from something on the order of 4 or 5 a week on up into the stars. The last I heard, it was about 34 PCs. The word had gotten round. Mary Sue would be telling their cases. So she opened this guy's mouth and looked down his throat and saw what he was doing, because it registered plainly that he had a present time problem. And they busily covered his wife and his name, rank, and serial number, his antecedents, and everything else. These had all been covered, and that wasn't his present time problem. And finally, he breaks loose and says, yes, he has a present time problem. He has a man's body. I know, but you think that's not a present time problem. The definition of a present time problem is a circumstance which exists squarely in the middle of this universe, right here in present time, which is totally absorbing the free-clear's attention, so they can't move on the track. Definition. Technical definition. Well, what was it? The auditor never noticed that the pre-clear had a body in the chair? I think a body is part of present time, isn't it? If you look around through this room, you'll find most of the bodies are in present time. Satan's may not be, but the bodies are. You get what I mean now when I say a present time problem. And here this fellow had always been suffering from this present time problem ever since they started him auditing. He had a male body, and this was something he didn't want anything to do with. And he knew it. It wasn't unconscious. But evidently, early in auditing, the auditor had missed and muffed the fact. He must have given it to somebody as a goal at some time or another, although this I didn't ascertain. He got his own solution to his present time problem, which was to find a backtrack electronic, which he thought was what gave him a body in the first place. And he figured if he audited that backtrack engram himself on a kind of a self-audit while he was sitting in the auditing chair, it would resolve his present time problem. And every bit of auditing he had got, amounting to as much as 500 hours worth, had been totally addressed to that backtrack engram, trying to get it flat without telling the auditor even what he was trying to flatten. Because he knew that would solve his difficulty with having a male body in present time. Who was the auditor? Did he ever have an auditor? Well, on two counts, he never had an auditor. Two counts. One, he wasn't aware of the auditor, and two, the auditor wasn't aware he was auditing. Now, look this over. Look this over. It stalled the case on the graph. The case stalled on the graph. You got that? The case made no observable change in the auditing chair. Now look, you don't have to send somebody back to test all the time to find out if the graph changed. You got an instrument here known as the E-meter. And the instructors are going to push this meter at you until your head looks like one. This E-meter registers exactly what it registers. It is a precision instrument. It doesn't necessarily register what you're asking if you're asking the wrong question. If you have made up your mind that the PC had an automobile accident, and the meter doesn't register easily or well, you keep asking for the automobile accident in the last 5 years, and there isn't one, it doesn't register one. But it might, after a while, register the ARC break if you're continuing asking. And then you say, well, look, there's the automobile accident in the last 5 years. Only you're not getting a consistent read on the question, have you had an automobile accident in the last 5 years? Now, you're not getting a consistent read on this meter. You're getting the meter reading the fact that he's damned annoyed with you. You get the idea. The meter reads the PC, not the auditor. Boy, learn that, please, will you? Huh? It reads the PC. If the meter's reading, something is going on, and it's up to you to find out what's going on. Not dictate to the meter to tell you something else is going on. Follow me? That's well worth remembering. Now, don't let me make any ARC breaks with you, because I know you're going to come out fine. You're going to finish the end of the course straight up and knowing how to do this. But if myself and instructors don't point out to you some of these importances and try to give you some level of stress on these things, you're going to get lost in the super data of it all. So I'm pointing out head on the first thing you must know about a case. Every case is different. They're all different. They are all rough. They all respond to the same processes and actions in Scientology. And you have the processes now which overcome the roughness. Let's not forget that all cases are different and all cases are rough. Got it? Don't go getting super optimistic. Just because you're equipped with flame guns that burn down everything, don't forget to realize sometimes that things are hard to burn down. They all follow the same rules and all respond today to the same processes. Okay? It doesn't mean the cases are all the same. It requires you, and I invite you to put your attention upon the fact that auditing does not occur in the absence of an auditor. And that's something for you to write down in your notebook. And also, if you have time, remember. Auditing does not occur in the absence of an auditor. Your case assessment sheet made out on the PC will reveal to you a tremendous amount of this information and will also show you up present time problems. Now, if this guy thinks he's a school teacher, and we say he's a nice, mild school teacher, and he's a good boy, and we start him in auditing, knowing only that about him. And then his case makes no progress. Don't come looking to me for sympathy. And don't tell me the processes are wrong. You didn't make out a case assessment sheet on him, if that's all you knew about it. If he didn't make progress, there's a reason why. Cases which don't make progress have reasons why they don't make progress. Your next datum of major importance. It isn't that the processes are too weak. You can't get away with this anymore. You could have a few years ago, and I would have believed you. But not today. Cases that don't make progress have something wrong with them. We keep them from making progress. I'm trying to tell you why they, how this thing occurs. Okay? Fellow's a school teacher. You audit him, and you audit him, and you audit him, and you audit him, and you audit him. Wow. If you audit a fellow 2 or 3 hours without changing the tone arm here and getting a difference of meter reaction and so forth, you already know something is wrong. You don't have to have a new test. Yeah, he's a school teacher and is terribly worried because he's afraid he will sexually attack his students. Actual case that made no progress. He was getting audited to solve this one problem, that he could not trust himself around young boys. And somehow or another, this never got communicated to the auditor. The auditor said, he's a school teacher. The auditor should have said, he's a school teacher with a present time problem. And taken it from there. On the case assessment sheet, he very often would find out what the present time problem was, but every time he starts the model session, sort of a routine, he should find out what the present time problem is. You got the idea? There are so many cross checks on this right now in the woof and warp of auditing that you wonder why I'm worrying you about it. The cross checks are the matter of the second lecture tonight. That's a totally technical lecture. What I'm telling you here is just about cases and comes under the heading of using an e-meter smartly. Pre-session 37 is a process which will normally show this up. It's not run with a modeled session, so you wouldn't get across the idea that the case thought something was wrong as a present-time problem directly. But it would shake down all the terminals the fellow was associated with, and you'd see if there was something wrong with one or another of these terminals. You'd also be shaking him down for width holes, and the thing would probably come forward. But this is letting you depend on an automaticity if something comes forward. I'm inviting your attention to the fact that you, as an auditor with an e-meter in your hands, can see that a case is not changing and improving in any given 3 hours of auditing. And when you see this, you better decide the fellow has a present-time problem of some kind. And it's not necessarily the short-term present-time problem that you normally attribute to present-time problems, such as he's just had a fight with his wife. The present-time problem you've gotten accustomed to having occurred in the last hour or so, or the last day or so. Got the idea? No, a fellow can have a present-time problem he's been living with for 30 years. Because it's sitting with him right now. Here's this school teacher. Present time problem is he's almost afraid to get out of the auditing chair. Because if he goes outside and goes home, why, he's liable to run into some students, and God knows what he's liable to do with these students, you know? So he's getting audited all the time. He's going all over his bank, back and forth, up and down his bank, trying to find explanations for his present time problem. He's not being audited at all. He's using auditing to resolve a present time problem. Therefore, you've got to spot this sort of thing. Now, normally, these present-time problems come out into view on withholds, but also other things come into view on giving up withholds, so this is a very good method of attack. But let's suppose that you're really smart and really slippery and really auditing, and you're driving with all feet and ears and the works, and you run head-on into this PC, and you do a case assessment on the PC, And you finally shake the PC down to the fact that the PC has present time problem. Now, this is sometimes expressed in goals. What would you really like auditing to do for you? What do you think is wrong with you? Something of this sort. This is a good way to handle the thing. That's simple. Or on withholds, or some other way, you suddenly discover just this. Now, I'm talking to you now, not as an HCA. I'm talking to you as a super pro. See? I'm talking to you about a guy who will take the case, take responsibility for the case, and resolve it. Understood? Now, if you go ahead and run all cases this way and use no other processes but running and finding and locating engrams and secondaries and so forth, you're going to lay an egg. You see, that's the exaggeration over on the other side. That the introduction of a little Dianetics to resolve the immediate problem that the PC is faced with lets the case get off the launching pad. Now, if I were auditing raw meat straight off the street, and I've audited an awful lot of this stuff, you know, most of these people have weird problems they think they need psychotherapy for. I'd shake the fellow down on withholds and that sort of thing, but I'd get a good idea of this case. I'd get a very good grasp of this case, and I'd certainly be alert to the fact that he was concentrated on a wrongness of some kind or another in present time. And if I found this was right, I would probably follow it something like this. I would take my little e-meter in hand, and I would dream up some way to approach the genus of this problem. I'm now teaching you, by the way, Freight Wire, 1950, May 42, Aberdeen Road, Class 1 of Dianetics. And I just clipped this one right on out. But today, my heavens, you've got e-meters, you've got processes galore. And here they are. Nothing to it. And I would take this 25-hour PC and I would run him straight into his exact goal for getting audited. Crash. Almost over his dead body, you know. So, well, I got to stop my coughing. I cough every morning, all morning long. Answer. Did you ever know anybody who coughed in the morning? No. E-meter thud. Who would it be? Finally, we find an uncle. Doesn't seem to release just on a straight wire basis. We've got to approach it more distinctly and more deeply than that. So we will have to find an overt against the uncle, which is an engram type overt. It's got to be an engram or a secondary. And we're going to find it against that uncle who coughed. Have you got it? And we're going to locate it on this e-meter, and we are going to run it. Just as an incident. And I don't care if we spend 6 hours on this coughing uncle. That gives us 19 hours left to get the case off the launching pad. Maybe he was driven into you by being coughed to death every morning. And I wouldn't spend the 25 hours resolving his coughing every morning. And I wouldn't Q&A with it. I would just, as the great magician might be expected to do, demonstrate a bit of magic for his own erudition, interest in keeping his hand in. You know, not even that it's terribly serious, you know. Oh, well, we'll take care of it. Cough, you say, you got to get rid of the cough. Well, let's get the cough out of the road here so that we can get on with some of the other things, IQ and things like that. But you cough, huh? You cough. Did you ever know anybody that coughed?
He's on the cans and so forth. You ever know anybody who coughed?
Crash. Well, who might that be? Well, I didn't know. I never knew anybody. Crash. Oh. All right, when did you know this person?
He doesn't know that either. Now, this is what I mean by blackjacking you. This is a blackjack, this instance.
He's not willing to remember this at all, but... And he isn't going to appreciate your throwing him in over his head particularly, but we couldn't care less. After all, we're going to spend a few hours on this, and the balance and bulk of the intensive we're going to spend on good audits. We're going to get this present time problem out of the road. Got it? Present time problem. He's come in to be audited because he coughs. Present time problem to him. So you're going to audit him on something general and stupid all the time? He's saying, well, this auditor isn't getting me any place because he isn't handling my cough. His whole adjudication is whether or not you're handling his cough. Is that the idea? So you run down the fact that he was 4 years old when he knew this uncle, and all of a sudden all is revealed and the mental image picture is standing there spitting in his face. Run it. What did you do to this uncle? You could even run overt withhold on the uncle, but that's a scientological approach, not a Dianetic approach. You got the idea? You're going to find what he did to this uncle. At the point of a gun, practically. It's going to be a roughie. There's going to be a real mishmash. Of course, actually, it doesn't require a tremendously voluminous or violent incident. Doesn't require a tremendously violent incident. It just seems violent to the PC. You got the idea? And if you locate it right on the button and run it flat by whatever means you care to run it flat with, which is, well, go through it again. When did the incident begin? All right, go through it and tell me everything that happened and go through it again and go through it again. You know, old Dianetics, you know. Because it's an incident that it stems from. And we know that it'll probably be some kind of an overt incident. Well, all he can find is the motivator. Okay, run it, but find the overt. And don't you go spending 75 hours doing this. You hear me? I'll say, man, your genetic line contains molasses. Other lines may run elsewhere and elsewise on other products, but yours runs on molasses. 75 hours. No. No. For me, 20 minutes, I'll let you have 3 hours. Okay? Got the order of magnitude? Now you start going whole track on all this nonsense, and you're again in the soup. You just want this lifetime. Don't overwhelm his realities in all directions. He knew he lived this lifetime at least. So we clear out the uncle, and there he goes. And we say, all right, how are you doing now? I'm doing pretty good, and so forth. I didn't know I was on, so on, and so on, and coughing. I'm not so worried about coughing. Now, I don't know why I was worried about coughing. As a matter of fact, I never really coughed very much. That's good enough. PC's got no reality, and you haven't done anything to him because he's got no reality. Dianetics removes people's difficulties and wrongnesses. Only Scientology increases their reality. Got it? Got it? Recognize it. And then don't go whining when some PC darn near slaps your ears off because you cured his asthma. Don't go muttering to yourself because he doesn't appreciate it. Because in the first place, you cured his asthma. You didn't increase his appreciation. And they very often will do this kind of thing to you. Don't pay any attention to it. You've certainly got his mind off coughing. Now he's liable to start a game and get his mind on something else. Now he had his chance to worry you. You go on with about your business now, and you're going to run something like Formula 37. And you're going to run it down into the ground. And you're going to run it up to a point where it's sensitivity 16 and no quiver on the meter. And he's never going to be so tired of talking to anybody. And why? Terrible, terrible what you've done to him. You've shook down everything, but as a matter of fact, he sure is in communication with you. Now you've got all those withholds off, too. Now the case is ready to roll. Here it goes. And for the first time, we start running model sessions, and we'd run, if he was a Scientologist, we would run probably Formula 15. And if he's non-Scientologist, we'd certainly run 13, and maybe it's a lesser version of 13 if I will take up in due course. But right now, I'm saying that there is a place for Dianetics, particularly in the type of activity and practice that you were entering. This case, who had the present time problem of having a male body, as soon as this was knocked out, all of a sudden sailed, moved right on up the graph, and boom. Okay. Very encouraging. They very often have secondary problems of some kind or another. They most often set these things up as goals for the session. And you stop ignoring a PC's goals for session. PC has a stomach ache, and he's got a goal for the session.
Getting over this stomach ache.
Well, I don't know that I'd Q&A particularly. Every time he came up with some little thing, I'd have the liberty to ignore it. I might do something to patch it up, and I might not. It all depended on whether or not I thought it was going to get in my road. And if I thought he was playing the game of defending himself by giving me by somatics all the time, I'd make a citizen out of him. I'd run the auditor as a present time problem. Use some process to get him back in line. This is smart auditing. Your instructors appreciate this type of auditing and have been doing it for years and years. They've all been patching people up. People all over the world have sticky plaster on them. These auditors are patched up. Sticky plaster doesn't even show anymore. This is getting rid of the present time problem. Now, do you understand? Our idea of a present time problem has expanded. We've gotten smarter. We recognize that a person's neurosis can be a present time problem, okay? And look, you certainly have the weapons with which to get rid of the neurosis. Well, I want to be audited because every night I have dreams about snakes. Well, now, we're getting into a figure-figure esoteric proposition that's going to show up in some particular wise or way. And this injunction about not reaching backtrack ceases to apply if you can't find anything in this lifetime about snakes except merely being afraid of snakes. Just take them to the incident necessary to resolve the case and run the incident. What in that incident would you be willing to be? Do that too. You got it? But that's your second line of defense, running a backtrack incident of some kind or another. But even if you do, don't spend any time on it, you understand? Take the edge off of it. Because this PC is going into the backtrack for other reasons. Now, it is highly improbable a person will tell you they are being audited to get rid of their fear of snakes, unless they've been a Freudian patient. You should know something about Freudian analysis because people will come up with it as a problem to them. They'll give you all of their symptoms in Freudian terms. Well, in view of the fact that Freudian analysis isn't real, they must have gotten this from psychoanalysis. They must have gotten it from the field of psychoanalysis. So there must be an analyst on the case somewhere. You can get rid of him, too. Don't get rid of all of these symptoms of Tichy worship or something of the sort.
because they're just invented. They are not real. This was a... The reason why we're accused of being fraud by the old-time 19th century psychotherapist is he knew damn well he was. The old overt motivator sequence leaping into view. Now, you got to use judgment about these things, and that's pretty hard to teach you. But the facets of judgment can be taught to you, and that is, you can't audit the PC who has his attention on the environment and not on the session. He's got his attention fixated over there in that flap or arena he calls home. And now you're going to run something on the order of, you're going to run something nice. You're going to run overt withhold on a doll. Or how could you help a spaceship? Oh, no, you're not. It's a cruelty to do so because his attention is fixed over on something. If he continues to come up with a present time terminal, as with a present time problem connected with the terminal, you sure better go back on Dianetics and get it out of the road. With such a question as, he has a present time terminal, his wife, and he always has this as a terminal with which he has present time problems and uses up more auditing time scientologically to get rid of a present time problem that could be gotten rid of with a Dianetic approach. You just might as well get rid of it with a Dianetic approach. This present time problem has shown up just one time too many on this same terminal. You better, this isn't the first time he comes up and says, I have trouble with my wife, just had an argument with my wife, and therefore I have a present time problem, whether to call my wife or not, or something like that. Oh, you can ease that off. You can ease it off with two-way comm, OW on the wife. Find out how he started the argument. Any way you want to find it out, psychologically, you can get rid of it. But suppose the next day he comes in and he says he has a present time problem with his wife. Just about then, I would start going ho-hum. He's using it as some kind of a defense mechanism, perhaps. Keep from being audited. Something's going off here. Oh, let's take this one away from him. Let's just put him on the meter and find the first time he decided to get even with his wife. And spot it on the time track with that wife. Spot it down to the date and the day and the hour. And suddenly an incident is liable to pop into view which he has never looked at and knows nothing about. All aberration proceeds from things the person knows nothing about. The reason we call this a blackjack approach and a Dianetic blackjack approach is simply this. We don't wait for him to find out. You got it? We don't run some mild, pervasive, scientological process that will improve him on the whole track and improve his abilities. No, sir. Why evaluate him? Only we don't evaluate for him except with e-meter. We don't say, well, the real trouble with you is you probably have something that you have done to your wife that you would rather not confront. Now, that's good. That's fine. Now that it's explained to you, it should be all right. No, let's knock off that psychoanalytic approach. But we do an evaluative action. He says, my wife and I, and I'm no shape to be audited, I really should call her. She's going to leave me. As a matter of fact, she's home right now packing her bags, or she may be, who knows, so forth. This is a desperate situation, and so forth. This is about the third time he's had this problem with his wife. It's about time you knocked it out. He's sitting there, justify, and you're frankly tired of all this justification.
You say, when did you decide to get even with your wife? When did you decide to make her guilty would be the technical statement, but this doesn't communicate too well. It's very accusative, you see. Just when did you decide to get even with her? Some such question. When did you decide to mess her up? When did you decide you were tired of being married to her? Anything like this. And you'll find some incident. Now, you might be able to run it back if you don't find an incident and fish around until you get a real good drop on this meter. And when you spot down to the year and the month and so forth, it's liable to blow into view. And run it. And I don't care whether you run it by telling them to go back through it again and 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 keep on, tell me more about it. The old Dianetic type running. If you don't know how to do that, ask Dick and Jan. They have small records up this part of their heads that go around and they keep going through it. Or whether or not you use a more scientological approach to this, and this would be reserved for incidents that seem lengthy and contain a great deal of overtness and a lot of duress and so forth. You want to run these fast. What part of that incident would you be willing to be? Or what in that incident would you be willing to be is probably the best. You'll go through it. That is more applicable to a backtrack incident. More applicable to a heavy engramic situation. They'll get through it in a hurry with this kind of thing. But some secondary, or he beat his wife, or something like this. But I can promise you that if you've got it, it's been entirely out of view right up to the moment when you got it. And his personal relationships with his wife will change right now. Right now. Spectacularly. And that will be the end of that present time problem. Got it? The reason you ran it is not because you're in the business of solving all of his neuroses and psychoses, because I assure you he has been mean to women for the last 8,672 wives. Take Scientology to take care of that, you understand. But Dianetics can sure take care of this other one in a hurry. It is, I suppose, Dianetically could take care of all of a life situation, as far as that goes. But we're not asking it to do that. Now, let's find out if this PC has present time problems, and if these present time problems are of apparently great magnitude or deep-seated and so forth. You're a smarty if you get them out of the way right now. You've created an effect for the better on the PC in an awful rush, and then do it early enough in auditing that he hasn't got a chance. He's still got to sit in the auditing chair and get some auditing that makes him better. See? And believe me, after you've gone on for just a few more hours with Scientology auditing, his interest is way up and his goals are being measured. I'll give you an example. An old fella came into the clinic center in Johannesburg, straight off the street. He only had one goal. The auditor was auditing him with this, that, and the other thing, you know, failed help and this sort of thing. And the fellow kept saying that, I don't know anything about failed help or failing help. Anybody else? I don't know anything about that. I just am worried because my memory, you know, I can't remember anymore. My memory is going bad. And Susie and I had to talk about it, and I told Susie, I said, well, heaven's sake, run him on something you wouldn't mind forgetting. Susie said, yeah, I remember that now. It was very early in the 25 hours when this occurred, and he got the bulk of the 25 hours on something you wouldn't mind forgetting. He was very interested in this, and it was his goal. And he just kept on going, and that was what he wanted to do. And he got smarter and smarter, and his memory got better and better. He felt happier and happier, and everything going along fine. He really accomplished his goal at the end of the intensive, and he thought this was just dandy, because that's kind of a rough goal. Dianetically, you might find somebody who was terribly forgetful and run out the over against them. But this other approach, quite valid. Kind of a waste of his auditing time, but nevertheless, that's what we did. And when last heard of was buying a lot more auditing.
But I can assure you that the beginning of that lot more auditing, he was going to face up at last to failed help. Got the idea? So you can knock out what's wrong with the case on the one hand. You can knock out what's wrong with the case. Or you can improve the reality and ability of the case. And if you knock out what's wrong with the case, don't expect the reality and ability of the case to particularly improve. Just expect his present time problem picture to alter, and his general livingness to get better, and the fellow to feel better about life, but don't expect him to be appreciative or grateful or even notice it. You got it? You run these things so that you can get them out of the road of your auditing, so that you can get on with the show. You get how Dianetics is handled and why it's handled this way. Now, I warn you very definitely that a PC in off the street, brand new, he has no background, he hasn't the goal of getting better or something like this, these things are all strange, will usually have some wrongness goal of some kind or another. He expects you to do something about psychotherapy on the whole track has pretty well educated him into expecting you to perform some minor miracle. We're getting rid of his sclerosis or something of the sort. Well, fooling, get rid of his sclerosis. But don't expect his reality to get any better or the guy to be any happier with you. Huh? Because you haven't improved his reality or his ability. All you've done is pull a monkey wrench out of his machinery. And the machinery was running very poorly, I assure you, before the monkey wrench dropped in. Right? Now, if you get a good view of this and you understand these usages, you will be very, very successful. You will be looked upon as a miracle worker. Don't let it go to your ready head. You're only a miracle worker if you're knocking a person up to a point where he is no longer in propitiation to you. Remember that the miracle workers of the past couldn't resist becoming messiahs. How about you resisting it? I always think it showed a certain weakness of character. Now, I didn't mention any names. I haven't said a word about Christianity. I remember 1,125,000 years ago when I first ran into Christianity. Well, that's another story. You know, basically, that's why you don't find me in awe over this, as I happen to know its history. Space opera activity. But here you are, possessed of certain tools and weapons which can eradicate definite illnesses in people. And you're not a healer. You're a getting rid of her of present time problems so you can get some auditing done. Right? Somebody comes around and says he heals things. We had some kind of a thing over here in Falls Church, Virginia. It's that's stuck on the time track over there. They still think George Washington attends church every Sunday. And in a court, they proved that an auditor was healing because he was successful in doing so. And proved Scientology was no good because it healed everything that came along. Nothing happened beyond that, by the way. This was a total knucklehead. The fella had to really work for days, weeks, and months to get himself into that kind of a condition with the law, but he managed it. Now, but you're not a healer. That's a rather low-level activity. And if that privately is personally one of your goals, to heal anybody, and you think that you've got to heal people in order to face up to things, in your own session, find out what you did to these people
What did you do to people to make it necessary that you heal them all the time? Because healing a person is overcoming, actually, his self-determinism that he wants to die. And men have a right to die. But I believe that when they kick the bucket, they also have a right to know what head they're backing out of. That's a bit different. Now, you could hang out a shingle and heal everything that came along with this data I'm giving you about Dianetics.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not a very important or long-run goal. You will do best if you improve the reality and the ability of a person, and that is done by Scientology, okay? Have I made any point? Have we got any ARC breaks now?
No.
You sure?
No.
All right. Thank you. Take a 10-minute break.